Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
Now, this week on our Heartbeat, you spoke about a scripture from 2 Corinthians, which I've heard before and probably many people have. And it's chapter 12, verse 9. It says, "My grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness." And you started by saying that you are boasting about God's grace that he gives us. And particularly, you then focused on the word sufficient, that says, "My grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness." And I think it's a good word to focus on because we so often think of the word sufficient in human terms.
Still lacking.
Yeah.
You're sufficient. It's okay.
Or I think of like, I don't know, in my head I've got a picture of like you're trying to fill up a glass and you're three quarters of the way and you tell a friend, "Oh, can you just like fill up the last of it?" And you just need the last quarter done. So you just need what's sufficient to make it up. Like you just need that little top up.
Yeah.
And so it's like it just completes it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I often think of the word sufficient.
Yeah, I feel like it's okay.
Mm.
It's not amazing.
Well, it's just enough.
But yeah, it is okay. You'll get by.
Mm.
But it's sufficient.
When we're talking about this sufficiency,
it's not
with God.
That.
It's that. It's
abundant,
larger.
Flowing over.
Yeah.
You know, fill the glass of water.
Mm.
It's no. The person doesn't stop pouring. It flows over and runs down. And that talks of, it's in scripture, that image as well.
Mm.
That God's outpouring upon us, his grace, it is not just,
Yeah.
It's more than what we could even imagine.
Mm. So why don't we then
live like that?
Yeah.
Mm.
I know. It's that human part of us that just...
Because we read it and come back to the human part of what we think was said in those words.
Mm.
But that's not how God wanted it said.
Mm.
It was... Because it's the translation of your Greek to your Hebrew to your English or however they've translated it.
Yeah.
And you never quite get it right because it's not what was meant.
Mm.
It was meant it's overflowing, abundant, ever more than you can imagine because that's who our God is.
Mm.
He doesn't do things half-baked.
No.
You know, it's like, you know, none of us are a mistake. He knew he was creating us.
Mm.
Even though our parents might say, "Oh, you weren't planned.
Mm.
You're a mistake." No, no way. God knew that we were coming. He created us.
Yeah. Because then you move on to the next part of that verse, which says, "So I'll boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses that the power of Christ may dwell in me." So this is St. Paul writing this.
And he's a tough man. To me, when I see what he's done and who he is, he's an achiever.
Mm.
He's mighty in his own right.
Yeah.
He's ferocious.
Mm.
And he's saying, "I'm going to boast about my weaknesses now."
It's not something we usually do, is it?
No.
You know, no boasting way. About the things I'm not good at in my life.
Yeah. No, all the influencers
we keep them
boast
hidden,
about
don't
what
we
can do, how we can influence people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What we're good at.
Yeah.
But the reason for the boasting about our weakness
is because it's Jesus.
Well, it's because then when we give those things to God, when we surrender and say, "Hey, God, I can't do all this. I need you," that's when he can.
We get his strength.
Yeah.
We get his ability. Yeah.
When I suppose that's when we allow him to.
Yeah, free choice.
Because, yeah, he's waiting for that. But if we don't hand over our weaknesses, if we don't say, "Hey, you know what, God, I recognize that I need you," he stays away. Or not stays away because he's always right there near us. But he doesn't intervene.
I feel like his hand is withheld because we've stopped him.
Mm.
He's ready and waiting with his gifts in his hand, and we've put up the umbrella and not allowed it to be poured upon us.
Mm.
And he'll go, "Well, I'm still here. The gifts are still available. Are you going to turn to me?"
Mm. So how do we do that?
I think acknowledge where we're weak.
Mm.
acknowledge who we are. Lord, I'm really good at this. I'm good at that. But, oh, my goodness, I'm terrible at this and that. I really need you in my life. And not just in that area of my life, even in the best of my life. You know, you go do leadership training courses and they talk about if you're an 8 as a leader, develop yourself so you can be a 10.
Yep.
If you're only a 3 or 4 as a comforter, as a counselor, develop yourself so that you could be a 5 or a 6. You may never be an 8 or a 9 or a 10, but you could go up the
Scale a bit.
Yeah, a little bit more. Well, why not the same with our God? We are only what we can be, but with God. And then, you know, in our weakness, where we are 3 or 4, say, in a counselor, with God, we could be a 10.
Yeah.
Because you just don't know what he's got in store for us, what he desires you to do it at a particular point in time. He might come and give you this wisdom because you're sharing with someone and you go, oh my goodness, where did that come from?
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit.
And then there's also two kind of, I suppose, areas of grace where we need God. The first that you described was how by God's grace we have eternal life because of the death of Jesus on the cross for us. So there's that grace. So we almost need to acknowledge God to receive that grace.
Yes.
And then second part of the grace is kind of what you're talking about there, is that then on there to, are areas of my
to
life.
To live my
that
life.
Yes. So there's the twofold, the eternal life.
Yes.
And then to live my life here.
Yes. And but when you've got that, when you've recognized the eternal life, the Holy Spirit within you keeps nudging you about your everyday life.
Yeah.
Because, yes.
I like that.
Because, yes, he's given us eternity. He's given us that gift, but he doesn't keep us there. He propels us to then chase after him, who is all pure, all good, all loving. So therefore, as we come closer to him, closer to the journey of that eternity that we have been given, we're drawn to more purity, more goodness, more wholeness, more in my life. And it has to rub off. It has to be like, oh my goodness, look at that. I'm not doing well here. I can't do it, Lord. Help me.
And don't you think, I find with me, the more I recognize how good God is, I almost realize in comparison
how good we're not.
I'm not. Yes. Yeah. And so there's that like drawing or compulsion towards him because or that surrender comes because it's like, well, God, I need you because I'm not that pure.
No.
I'm not that good.
You know, I love reading the lives of the saints and good, holy men and women. And they may not be, like I said, a name with the title of a saint in front of them. But just even people who are doing things on the earth, they're not dead yet. They're writing books and doing things and I'm thinking, wow. Because there's something within them who we know is God, because they don't all acknowledge that it's God, that this goodness within them that they desire to help their neighbour, to develop, you know, some scientific thing because it helps the planet, helps the world, helps creation, helps the creators, the creatures. But all of that is propelled by God within us to be better, to be good, to be, you know, holy. To go back, I guess, to how it was supposed to be originally. And that inspires me to go, Lord, you know, sometimes these people who don't seem to recognize you in their life are doing wonderful things. Reveal to them you, O Lord, because look how much more they could do. But then also reveal to me what I can do. Where I know your grace is for me. What do you have for me to do, Lord?
Yeah. And then from that, when you're talking about boasting about his grace, then when we see that, that's when we can share with others about the grace that God gives us.
Well, often they might say, oh, so how did you develop what you've developed? You know, you could be a psychologist and you've developed a way of helping children who struggle with education. And in it, you say, well, I developed it because I felt a need there. And then, but also if you're a Christian, you could say, because God wants us to be the best we can be. And he propelled me to develop this. So these children, you know, with this disability, say, can develop and be the best that they can be. that speaks to the world.
Mm.
They go, so that's what propels this person.
Yeah.
Not just because they want to be, you know, a good educator, and because they have a love for their neighbour.
Mm.
And they have a love for their neighbour because they have a love for their God. Mm. That's how we're going to speak to the world.
Yeah.
You know, if it's not listening in other ways, it will listen when we help them,
mm.
when we guide them, when we show them our love to them.
Mm.
Even if they don't go the step further and seek after God, they're going to go, there's something this person's got that I want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, this week for the weekly challenge, I thought it could be just a time of, I suppose, taking some time of prayer to surrender to God, to really, we can't boast about his grace until we have accepted it, and therefore we need to give those weaknesses to God. So just taking some time out to pray and to ask God to show his favour to you in those areas of weakness that you need his grace in. So we hope that that chat has really blessed you, given you a lot to think about, and we look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody.